Stormlake Radio, joined by OABCIG, boys basketball coach Steve Brown. And Steve, as you told me back during football season, a lot of guys out for b-ball this year.
Yeah, we've got, we started with 36, and we've got a couple kids that are still working on some paperwork. So we've got basically 33 kids at practice every day. And to be honest with you, I kind of feel like I spend more time trying to organize practice than practice lasts. So you don't have kids standing around and try and keep everybody moving.
And as far as on the varsity goes, you graduated four from a season ago, but a lot of guys that back that saw pretty extensive playing time.
Yeah, we played a lot of sophomores last year, and our two big kids inside, Ryan Colpin and Austin Newquist. You know, Ryan got a lot of experience last year, and Austin got some time in that second semester in the JV games, and that really helped him.
And your thoughts on the Jamboree as you put 42 points on the board, scrimmaging Stormlake St. Mary's?
Yeah, early in the first quarter, you know, I think we were just in too big of a hurry. You could tell we were trying to get to A to B too fast and not under control. And once we got our feet underneath us, you know, I thought we did a decent job. We tried to run three different offenses and different sets tonight and mix things up. Defensively, I thought we did a really nice job in the half court with our man, and then we pressed a little bit the last half that second quarter, and just kind of wanted to see what it looked like at this point, you know, because when you're doing it in practice, it never looks like it does in the game. But I thought we were pretty aggressive. At times, we're too big of a hurry at times. But other than that, you know, I was pretty happy.
Tell us about some of the other members of the squad this year.
You know, you talked about seniors, and Ty Warnke and Ryan Booman, of course, have been with us all 4 years. Chase Devitt had a great year in football and ended up with All-State honors. And he started out, him and Colpin both started out as wrestlers their freshman year and joined us in their sophomore year. So they're really now just kind of getting things figured out. And then Austin Newquist hadn't played since seventh grade and came out last year as a junior. And his size is really going to help us. And I thought he did a great job inside tonight for us. Juniors, you know, Landon Ray's probably going to run our point a lot of times. But the way we run our offense, Caden Ladwig is the other wing. And Ty and Landon and Caden are pretty much interchangeable. And so they'll all play those three guard spots. And then Quentin Cranston came off the bench tonight but played a lot for us last year, and he's really solid. And you could just tell he was lost a little bit in the first couple, 3 minutes tonight, and then he settled in and hit a nice three-pointer for us. And that was a big step for us. Reed Gobberson is a young sophomore, a guard. Ethan Ernst is a young sophomore guard. Both of them got a lot of experience last year in JV and are going to get a little bit of JV experience this year. When we look on down the list, Austin Lindner is a post, gave us in the last 2 minutes, you know, and I thought he did a great job on the boards for us. We've got a sophomore, William Grody, who was not able to be here tonight. And then freshman Cooper DeJean, who has played a lot of AAU ball, so he's played some upper-level kids. Even though he may not have the high school experience yet, the things he's done in the summertime has prepared him for where he's at now.
So you've got some size, as he said, but three-point shooting. Ty Warnke specialized in that for you a season ago, is shooting from the outside, and you made your fair share tonight. Is that going to be a strong part of your offensive attack?
Yeah, you always hope you can go inside and then back outside. And you know as well as I do, when they're going in, it looks pretty good. But when they're not going in, you've got to be able to get into a half-court offense and be able to survive other than just living off the three.
And other strong points you see for this year's team as you move along?
I think one of the things that's going to really help us is we're going to be able to sub a lot. You know, if we get kids in trouble, foul trouble, injuries, whatever the case may be, I think we've got plenty of kids to plug in. And, you know, that's a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing because you like all those numbers out and you're glad that they're a part of that unit. And the bad thing is, you know, trying to find playing time and still keep a good flow to the game is hard sometimes. And I guess that's a good problem to have, but you just got to hope everybody will stay patient and realize that, you know, we're there for what's best for the team and not always what's best for me.
How do you break down the Western Valley?
I think Kingsley Pearson's got four really good kids back from a year ago. Brian Brown in Maple Valley is always going to be good. He's so good at making sure his kids understand their roles, and that's why they win. Other than that, I think it's up for grabs, you know, and there's going to be a lot of close games. You know, watching the Western Valley teams earlier in the Jamboree, you know, I thought Ridgeview looked good. I thought Kingsley looked good. And so it's just going to be one of those that whoever can win that night is going to be able to take a step up.
KP's the first team he mentioned there, and you'll be seeing them first up this coming Friday, December 1st, when you head over to their place to start playing for keeps. Falcons coach Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it as always. All the best to you and the Falcons.
Okay, thank you very much.